KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune into KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, my name's Courtney Lane. I use they, them pronouns. So recently I got together a group of my friends to play like my original music. It's my friends Lindsay on drums, Aaron's on bass, and Tyler's on guitar. And I'd say we're, you know, in addition to kind of the singer-songwriter-y vibe that I already have, we're adding sort of like a more almost like gospel elements to it, like more of a soul kind of like really, really thick and heavy on those grooves with those drums and bass, an aspect, you know, that I don't usually have with just my keys solo, so I'm really excited about it. I'm a senior in college. I'm graduating with my Bachelor's of Science in Speech and Hearing Science in spring, so that's really soon and terrifying. I'm applying to grad school right now, so I've got like 5 more years of school, and then I'll be a doctor. I'll have a doctorate in audiology. So when your hearing's all busted, you can come to me, and all of our musician friends can come on down to Courtney Lane's office, Dr. Courtney Lane, and I'll fit you up with some hearing aids, my dude. I didn't switch my major to be in, like, speech and hearing until I was 3 years into college. At first, it was anthropology because I wanted to get into, like, forensics and I don't really know. I don't know what my plan was, but once I realized that I think audiology is a lot cooler than speech-language pathology, and they're the same major, so you, if you want to be in either of those careers, you do the same undergrad, and you get your BS in speech and hearing science, and then you either go into speech and language or audiology. And so originally, I thought I was going to be working in, like, schools and, you know, helping kids with their articulation or whatever, and then I realized that because I was, you know, having to take the audiology classes as well, I kind of fell in love with it because it's a lot closer to music. It's, you know, sound science and how the brain perceives and registers sound, and I'm just a big nerd, and I love it so much. I started taking piano lessons when I was 6 years old, and I was doing classical piano and, like, recital to when I was 12, and it was, you know, very competitive and very stiff. I was playing with, like, college-level kids because I was working with a woman who, she ran the music department at a local college, and so she was very, very serious with teaching her students, and I was her youngest student. She usually only took people in, like, high school or college, and I don't know, I think she saw me at, like, I went to a string quartet as a kid, and she saw that I was actually listening, and so she was like, fine, I'll I'll take it. But she was, you know, very firm and stern with me about playing classical music and being good at it. And I was good at it, but I was kind of sad because I was only playing really old music that everyone else that I was, you know, in these circles with was also playing, and it was about who could play it best, and I didn't like that. And then when I was 12 years old, I moved to Park City, Utah. I didn't play publicly for a couple of years, but once I started back up, I was playing a lot of lodge gigs at, like, the ski resorts, and I was doing, you know, 2 to 3 hour long gigs where I would just do covers. And so I'd been banging on pianos for my whole life, you know, just slamming random notes. I wanted to take the piano lessons, and I think a lot of kids don't want to play piano, which is like, I think the biggest difference is that I was actually really excited to learn how to play this piano because my grandfather played piano and I would watch him play, you know, Mozart, and I was always fascinated and I thought, holy shit, I want to be able to do that so bad. And so when I started working with this college level, this very stern classical piano teacher, it's not what I was expecting, but I also really liked it because I'm a big nerd. I love classical music and I always have. And I was, you know, I was always surrounded by it. My granddad would always play it. And so I loved it. I didn't always love practicing, but I've always loved playing piano. It's always been one of my favorite things in the world. I'm wildly fortunate to have been able to play in Park City for as long as I did. I was doing a lot of lodge gigs. I was only doing covers. I had a huge binder full of pages and pages of just covers that I had learned. Every week or twice a week, I would get to just go out and practice playing covers for hours at a time. And also I was like meeting nice people who were out and about. But for me, it was a really important transition from like the stiffness of the classical piano world to having like a more casual audience and just playing, you know, just jamming what I wanted to jam and it not being like a competitive thing. It was a relief, but I started to get, I was still a little bummed out and I didn't know why, because I was playing music and I loved playing music and I was playing music for money and that was super rad. That's like what everyone's trying to do. But I still wasn't feeling fulfilled and I couldn't figure out why until I really started writing my own songs on piano when I was like 18. I came to the conclusion that most of my songwriting or my best songwriting comes from like intrusive thoughts and journaling, because I realized that when I sat down and tried to be, you know, overly poetic about it, it just ended up sounding pretentious, and I was not making bangers. It wasn't like flowing like I thought it was supposed to. I was like, I'm doing this wrong, like this sucks. I think I allowed myself to let go of this need for everything to be like super meaningful and like poetic in every way. Once I, you know, identified that I didn't have to strain myself to make good music, I started making good music, you know, and I feel like everybody is capable of that. I moved to Salt Lake officially after coming down here constantly for years when I was 20. It was like last year, so I could be closer to school. Well, originally I was in Music Garage when I was a teenager, when I still lived in Park City, which is like based out of Salt Lake. Now it's called SLAM, like Salt Lake Academy of Music. I was already performing around Salt Lake City with the kids that were also in that program, so I'd like already kind of dipped my toesies into performing around Salt Lake City, and I had a blues band that was kind of like born of that program, but we were no longer a part of it, and so we were like on our own as a band for the first time. And you know, we were playing shows up in Logan, and we were doing little festivals, and it was really, really cool. That was my first like, I think that was my first like real band, with my boys in Blue Filth, and I loved it. I started meeting, you know, local musicians and realizing that the people in Salt Lake City and, you know, Ogden in and around the valley, like, they're just unapologetic, creative, amazing people, and nothing was stopping me from also doing that. You know, I felt like up in Park City I was, you know, I was background music because that's literally what I was getting paid to do. So I was. And then when you start playing actual shows, you know, down in the city and meeting people who are writing their own music and putting on their own shows and, you know, making bands and writing fantastic, you know, putting out albums, you almost feel like you can't not make art, you know, when you're so surrounded by inspiration and people doing cool shit. It's like, I can also do that. Holy crap. Like, nothing is stopping me from also doing that. So just being surrounded by it made me have to do it.
Nothing and everything has been happening all at once. The streets are full of people, but ain't nobody having no fun.
Once I was more involved in, like, an actual scene, which I never had been before in my life, once I was, you know, involved with local musicians, I felt like I had a reason beyond myself to be creative, because it was putting me, you know, it wasn't just a release for me, but it was, you know, my identity is like part of a community. I had people to enjoy it with, you know, having a community of like amazing musicians and creatives and queers and all people has skyrocketed my own ability to like process emotions and do it in a creative way. And it's why I love it here.
So you could dance along. You know, it's been a hot minute since we got ourselves some tickets to a show, baby. Once I'm there with all my friends, I'm playing with my band again. You better know I ain't coming home, babe. No, no, no. Ooh.
The song you're about to hear is called Salt City Blues. I wrote it a couple months ago when I felt like Salt Lake City was, you know, breaking my heart and also healing me in a lot of ways. And it was like sort of a goodbye letter to the dude that I just broke up with, and like a somber love letter to where I live and where all my friends are at. And I sure hope y'all like it.
Time you told me goodbye. I know it wasn't your choice, but by the tone of your voice, I knew that this wouldn't be the last time. No, well, you're so pink and blue, and I shine for you too. If you ain't left me here in the dark, I grew my nails and cut my hair. Now I've looked everywhere. Starting to seem, babe, like you're really gone. You drove way down south, and now I'm on 21st. You're here and I'm gone. Don't know which one is worse. I got rocks in my shoes. Got them Salt City Blues tonight. Oh, I'm wishing on headlights, looking cheap flights. I'm trying everything, I still can't get the words right. I have your new address, but you know that I'll never come by. Well, it's 4 in the morning, I'm finally too tired to cry. You'd have the time. On me up like dried flowers, I was counting the hours till I crumpled. I was barely alive. Well, you slept in my bed, and I lived in your head, in a house made of gold and regret. of despair. You drove way down south, now I'm passing words. I'm here and you're gone. Babe, I put myself first. Got on my high heel shoes, got my soul city blues tonight. Hey, I'm wishing on headlights, looking at cheap flights. I tried everything, I still can't get the words right. Forgot your new address, good luck, baby, have a good life. Well, it's 4 in the morning, I'm finally too tired to cry.
I am really just putting like the finishing touches on all the tracks. I'm doing vocal harmonies right now. I'm kind of going for like a less is more sort of approach with this one. I recorded with Cam Zitting. It's just me on piano. That's the plan, but I feel like that's never how it works out. But that is, I'm holding myself to that. I'm doing it, releasing it this year. I definitely want to focus on recording with my band. I want to get out like some full band original music. My Instagram is @the_CourtneyLane. You can find me on streaming services at just Courtney Lane, CourtneyLane, Lane, like a street. Hopefully that's right around the corner. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
The Craft Lake City Holiday Market will take place on December 3rd and 4th at the Monarch in Ogden's Nine Rails Creative District. Exhibitor applications are open through September 23rd, so make sure to apply for a chance to secure a spot at this winter extravaganza. Find more information at craftlakecity.com/holidaymarket2021.